Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature charting songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Thelma Houston, the Commodores, the Jackson 5, Last Night and the Pips, and the Daz Band. Well, first up this half hour, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Hip City Part 2, right here on Motown.
This way. soul of everyone. He can be found. Give us an anchor or a rock to lean on, a captain to take us through the storm. What makes a soldier ride alone into battle? Can anybody tell me where he's coming from? He's that stranger on the street. He's that child that's at your feet, searching for freedom and justice for all. We've seen them time and again. You know they only fight to win. They're the challengers of evil, and I'm glad we know them. Heroes make the sunrise in the morning. Heroes make the moon shine bright at night.
Commodores with Heroes, and that reached number 54 in the United States pop charts in 1980. Before that, Thelma Houston's smash hit Don't Leave Me This Way, number one on both the pop and rhythm and blues charts from 1977. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Hip City Part 2, reaching number 31 in the pop charts and number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1968. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, once again, we're back to the 1960s and the Jackson 5 and I Want You Back. Well, I Want You Back was originally considered for Gladstone and the Pips and later for Diana Ross, and it explores the theme of a lover who decides that he was too hasty in dropping his partner. Well, I Want You Back was released on October 7th, 1969, and it was the first song written and produced by an entity called The Corporation, which was a team comprising of Motown chief Berry Gordy, Freddie Perren, Alfonso Mitchell, and Deke Richards. It is also the first of four Jackson 5 number ones released in a row, the others being ABC in 1970, The Love You Save in 1970, and I'll Be There in 1970. And it was the first Jackson 5 song recorded in Los Angeles. Well, I Want You Back sold more than 6 million copies nationwide, and in 1999, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. I Want You Back ranks number 121 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 500 greatest hits of all time. It also ranks 9th on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest pop songs since 1963. Well, here are the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, right here on Motown.
Thank you. Got you to the point. Memories. Continue with Tom Fallon. Continue with Tom Fallon.
Whip, number 5 on the pop charts of the United States in 1982. Before that, Glass and the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, number 2 on the pop charts, number 1 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1973. And we started with the Jackson 5 and I Want You Back, their first top 40 song, smash hit, reaching number 1 on both the pops and Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. Well, this hour featured all Motown charting songs from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.